All right, well, Sunday is National Ice Cream Day.
Oh, my God. You could do
pizza, ice cream for the World Cup, and have a heck of a Sunday.
You got a good day.
Very cool. Well, Ray's Ice Cream is also celebrating, and Jason Edelston is the co-owner and joins us once again. It's nice to see you. Last time I think you were here, we were talking about your Girl Scout flavored cookies, and now we get to talk about National Ice Cream Day. That's pretty good. It's nice to see you.
Great to see you guys, too. Thank you very much for having me in the studio.
Yeah.
If there was ever a month for Michigan summers, made for Michigan summers, it's National Ice Cream Month. And does July feel like kind of like the Super Bowl for, you know, an ice cream shop?
I definitely think so, because the summer starts off, you know, a little early in May, June it gets going. But July is like, you know, prime time season. You know, the heat is out there. People are looking to cool off with a delicious treat. And the ice cream and dessert industry has become a really saturated industry, and there are a lot of different wonderful places to go. And we really want to make sure that at the top of the mind, people remember about Ray's Ice Cream being around since 1958, an old school parlor with old school values where people can come with friends and family and have a great time, or just come and meet new people and make some new friends.
And he is telling the truth, because I've been there, and that's just busy. What happens. What happens. You meet new people there all the time.
Well, what's cool about it, too, is, like, depending on where you grew up, like, that's your parlor. That's your ice cream place.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you guys are busy all the time, and you've kept to the traditions of Ray's, which is fantastic as well. How do you separate yourself from others?
So what you said is definitely correct. You know, we're a neighborhood institution in Royal Oak, and generations of families have been coming to Ray's Ice Cream. And it's really trying to keep those traditions up, create some new whimsical fun for the younger generation so that they have fun and they're not being dragged by their parents or grandparents. But not only keeping to our traditional flavors, but people's palates are changing every year, every decade. And trying to figure out new flavors that keep our Ray's consistent, high-quality products and ingredients, but really appeal to people's changing flavors, whether that's new Asian-inspired flavors like matcha or hojicha, whether that's topical flavors like, for instance, this month being America's 250th anniversary and launching a 250th anniversary ice cream with our Blue Moon and a limited firecracker pop Oreo that, you know, pops with flavor when you have it.
I mean, that sounds like summer on the cone, ice cream cone. It does, the firecracker pop. If someone wanted to build the ultimate Made in Michigan sundae at home, what would they need to have, you think?
So first off, you know, at their local maybe Meijer or Bush's, they could come and purchase our delicious Ray's ice cream in a variety of pints and half gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's so many wonderful choices in the snack aisle of Michigan-owned and operated products, whether that's Chunky Nibbles, Downey's Potato Chips, Great Lakes Pot Pies, Cinnamon Crisps, Grandma Puffs, really whatever the taste profile is, whether it's sweet, whether it's salty. Those things can be really combined with our ice cream to make whatever they're looking for. If they want a hot topping, maybe it's a little Saunders fudge. Maybe it's a little Guernsey fudge. But really, anything can be purchased at your local grocery store to make a really wonderful in-home sundae bar with Michigan-made, owned and operated products.
What'd you bring today?
So today we brought just a combination of different ice creams from our parlor. I think you guys just enjoyed some blueberry pie and cookies and cream.
Yes.
Blueberry pie being a summer seasonal favorite, and cookies and cream being an all-year classic. I also brought the 250th anniversary ice cream we just spoke about before, which has been a big hit, which is available all month this summer. We also brought some other traditional flavors like butter pecan, and then some other new seasonal favorites like banana pudding, which is one we made based upon a lot of customer feedback over the last year, because we make a wonderful banana delicious ice cream in-house. But people were like, hey, can we tweak a little bit based upon what our tastes are that have kind of transformed over the years?
What's the most unusual flavor you've ever created, or one that maybe surprised everyone and, you know, it became a big hit?
Well, I'll kind of go to that in a two-phase approach. So
okay. The
first one that wasn't a big hit but was a great taster, not a seller, was last year for National Pickle Month, we made a pickle-based ice cream. And it was a cucumber base with cut-up bread and butter pickles from McClure's Pickles. They have some great food science programs there. And it really tasted delicious, but more it was kind of like, interesting.
Okay.
I'll move on to what I'm buying now.
Okay.
You know, but when it comes to like a real big hit, you know, we've been playing around a lot with some of the Oreos that are limited edition and released. And we have a really delicious mint ice cream. And one day I saw the new mint Oreos that came out, and I'm like, you know, people either love or hate mint, and the people that love it want to tell you how much they love it, and the people that hate it want to tell you how much they hate it, and how it like, tastes like toothpaste. So we made a mint Oreo mint ice cream, and when we dropped that reel on social media, it had 35 million views.
Ooh.
It went viral in a bunch of countries in Southeast Asia and other different countries across the world, and we had a lot of people kind of nonstop coming in, had to keep making 30 to 50-gallon batches at a time to keep up with demand. But like anything else goes, we kind of let it side for a bit, have released some other new Oreo flavors, but that will be back in the fall, and I know a lot of people are anticipating that.
I do love mint, and I would tell you how much I do love mint. It's my favorite ice cream. Well, it's National Ice Cream this Sunday, and you got to get out to Ray's Ice Cream. Jason Edelson, thanks so much. It's really great to see you again. Thank you for coming in.
Always. Great product.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Meanwhile, we do, we've taken the lead, by the way.
Oh, in the bad air
in
quality?
Worst air quality. Detroit now back on top of Chicago, 438, 382. Where it's like a horse race.
Right.
Yeah, so now Detroit back on top.
A race we don't really want to win.
Correct. Right. Yeah, you'd rather not be on top of the leaderboard here. But this smoke from these Canadian wildfires continue to linger, and when it comes to when we can expect this to go away, perhaps later tonight, the air quality alert remains in effect through midnight, but we could see some fresh rounds of smoke come into our area this weekend, so we might not be totally out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
Also, just came across this story. We've talked about the cyclosporiasis outbreaks and now linking the lettuce that Taco Bell gets to this.
Yeah.
An Ohio man is suing Taco Bell.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time.
Taco Bell says that they've removed them from the lettuce from their stores. But nonetheless, we already have a lawsuit filed, says I can't do anything.
It'll turn into a class action, I'm pretty sure.
Became sick after eating Taco Bell, and a law firm specializing in food safety filed that complaint.
Of course.
So we're already on the lawsuit train. That's going to do it for us. Have yourself a wonderful Friday. All Talk coming your way next right here on WJR. See you Monday.